that Zebedee was upset with his sons, James and John, for abandoning him, the boat, their employees, and their fishing business to gallivant around the Sea of Galilee with somebody who says he's the Messiah, but is he really? Is he really the Messiah? Friends, I can't promise you that you today that following Jesus is going to be easy. I can't promise you that everybody's going to be happy for you. In fact, Jesus told his disciples in John 16, 33, he says, in this world, you will have trouble. But then he goes on to say, but take heart, I have overcome the world. You know, whatever sacrifice you and I have to make to be a true disciple is absolutely worth it, because awaiting us is a life with our Heavenly Father for all eternity. Amen? The question is, are you ready to be a true disciple of Christ? You know, I know in this room there are some true disciples. People who have devoted their lives to Jesus, to live for Him the best that they can. They are people who have made all kinds of sacrifices over the years to be a follower of Jesus. And it's not easy. It's not easy to be a disciple. But I love what Ben shared earlier, because Jesus looks at people with their burdens, with their weariness, and he says, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for I am meek and gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What Jesus is saying in that passage is that we all are wearing yokes. Every one of us have a yoke. Do you know what a yoke is? A yoke is what you would see if you ever watched the Little House on the Prairie. You will see them plowing the garden, you know, and they would have two oxen or two horses there that are together, and they have this wooden yoke that it keeps them together so that they can work in unison together. But what it does, that yoke, what it does for those oxen, for those horses, that it makes the load easier, because you are now sharing the load. You are working together. But Jesus looks at the yoke of the world and he says, man, all the yoke of the world is going to do is to bring you down. All the yoke of the world is going to do is to make life that much harder and that much more difficult. But he says, what I want to do, I want to exchange yokes. I want to give you my yoke. And I'm going to be yoked right along with you to deal with whatever it is that you face in life, to deal with whatever problem you may have, whatever temptation you may still struggle with, whatever it is. He says, I'm going to be there because I'm yoked with you. I want to give you my yoke to make life so much better and easier. Oh no, life is still tough. I mean, again, Jesus said, in this world you're going to have trouble. But when he says, but take heart, I have overcome the world, he is saying, the man without me, it's going to be really tough. But with me, life's going to be so much better because I've already overcome the world for you. If you're here today, we're going to be singing this invitation song. And during this invitation is your opportunity to look really deep within your own heart. And if there's anything that we can help with you today, to pray for you today, we want to be able to give that opportunity. Maybe there are some here today who have yet given their lives to Jesus. You're not even a Christian yet today, much less a disciple. Maybe you are a Christian and been a Christian for a long time, but yet it's important for you to truly strive to become more like Jesus in your life, to be more like Him, to every day to want to live for Him. And if we can help you today, if we can pray for you today, we want to do that. As together we stand and we sing.